Hey guys, before we get into the episode, you all know I'm a huge fan of fashion, and I have been ever since I was a little girl. And my first job, by the way, was actually at Macy's. And my love for fashion began when I started there because I worked in the fragrance department, but of course, my eye was always on the clothes and the makeup and everything related to style. But here's the thing, my relationship with Macy's didn't end once my days of asking people walking by if they wanted to sample the latest scents came to an end. Nearly 20 years later, I still find myself choosing Macy's time and time again for literally everything. It's become a really beautiful full circle moment that they've been such amazing supporters of our show for so long. And when it comes to shopping, they have everything you need, whether I need a last minute outfit or Kevin needs a last minute outfit for our friend's wedding. We always head to Macy's. They've got us covered. So if you're in need of some retail therapy, perhaps, or looking to spruce up your home or your lifestyle, check out Macy's, friends. I've curated a list of some of my favorite items that have helped me upgrade so many parts of my life, really my fashion the most, but of course home and baby and so much more. So check the link in the description and happy shopping, Hill Squad.
Kevin, you are jamming too hard to this.
I think we're starting off on a light note.
They're all my friends! And they died!
Oh my god.
That's what my grandma said.
Well, people. Yes. It's another edition of Regular Guy Friday.
Drano.
Two more friends of mine. I see the heads bobbing in the booth, guys. So
I think we have a Gen Z person.
Yeah, catchy. Celebrating all the people in his life that died. The great Jim Carroll from the Jim Carroll Band.
Love that.
Actually, you know, Leonardo DiCaprio made a star in a movie. I think Edge of 17 was about this guy's life.
No way.
He was writing from the heart.
Wow.
I salute you,
brother.
You guys. It's our Friday. We made it through. We fooled them all again. And here we are. Our day. No one else's day. Just a reminder. It's your day. It's not even Kelsey's day. It's not even Pooja's day. It's not my day. It's your day. And for Kelsey, it's Kelsey's day. For Pooja, it's Pooja's day. For me, it's Maria's day. And then my day. Oh, people, it doesn't end. You know, I start with this song because in the carny business, this is when it was introduced to me. You know, we would have like the old boombox playing as we were loading trucks or unloading. And I forget what station it was back in Boston. Really, Bostonians will know. The FNX, WFNX was the alternative station and would play this. And it was a little bit of an anthem for us because pretty much every season in that business, somebody died.
Like actually died.
Oh, wow.
If they didn't OD, there was car accident, a truck accident, then we had like four gyms, and one of them was named, there was Jimmy the Junk Man, who did die, but then came back to life. I've opened the door and there was a needle in his arm. His mouth was open and his eyes, and I'll just never so I had the face like you, Kelsey. My mouth is open, but here's the thing with the people who I worked for, like, oh shit, he's dead.
Oh my god.
Like annoyed.
I was like
like, now we gotta deal with this. We gotta get to the, you know, we gotta get to the job, and now we're not gonna have anyone work the fried dough trailer. And I have your face, both your faces on my mouth open. Like, what?
Oh my god.
And then I just remember hearing a like, and I said, oh no, he's alive. And then the ambulance came, take him away, and next day, right back at it.
No way.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I'll never forget, the next day he showed me a hole in his arm, right? You know, so the opposite side where your elbow is, giant hole. And he's like, I got stung by a bee.
Oh my God.
Oh,
yeah, exactly.
Oh.
He was like, no, and then it got infected. And I'm like, I know. That happened to me once.
You're like, yeah, I saw it happen. Wow.
Oh my God. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then right back to work. It's so funny. I get this system. Hey guys, I know in today's day and age, this isn't funny, but like I'm in that world. What else could I do? Like, it just was madness. And by the way, these guys, all the most of them would just steal, and they hated me because they hated authority their whole lives. They always hated bosses. They hated their parents. They hated because their whole life was like, I want to just do what I want. If I want to get high all the time, I want to get high all the time. And then whatever. I mean, that's part of the addiction. And my job was to, I took it serious because it was my job. And I was trying to do my best to make money to get to LA and pursue my dream. And once my bosses knew I was educated, and when I first came in, I was like, wait, there's no inventory. There's no payroll. Like, do you know what? And I started implementing all that stuff on my own. Then they were like, okay, you deal with all those people. And they, like I said, they would just torture me. One head game after another. They would be, the carts. Imagine a big open field for a carnival. Oh, my cart's on fire. You'd run over there. I just put it out. And then when I did that, running across the whole field, the other one would be stealing at the, like, they just tortured me. And then when Joe came, thank God, it slowed down a little, because they knew he was of that world. And he worked with them since he was 7 in construction. Except the place he worked at with his family was like, you step out of line there, you weren't coming back to work. Maybe you weren't even walking. Maybe you weren't even breathing. So he kind of knew how to, he spoke their language, but I didn't. And I always remember and I'll never forget being down at Fenway and selling food down there during a Red Sox game. And one of the, another like junkie would walk down the street, tickets, you need them tickets, he was scalping tickets. And so they were all scalpers down there, all set up in different places. And this guy randomly came out, tickets. I'm like, oh, he doesn't look like the other scalpers, because they all knew each other and everyone was like, well, okay, this is my corner to scalp, and some would have another corner, and nobody, if you went in front of them, say 100 feet, you would cut them off per se. So if there's a line of people coming in and you're like tickets, if you go 100 feet in front of them, you're going to cut off their business. So they had their own little world. Well, of course, a junkie's not going to obey rules. Tickets. Right. And so I'm like, oh, I don't recognize that guy. Next day, next game, he's down there and one of the other scalpers, again, block your ears, you may not like this part, ended up just pummeling him up and down the street, like kicking the crap out of him. No, I'm sorry. No, I didn't do nothing. I didn't know. Well, just lies and beats the bejesus out of him. And so, if I ever see you here, you this, that, and the other thing, it'll be worse. You'll be fine. So the junkie's like, probably teeth loose or falling out. He's bloody and battered. And off he goes. I'm like, wow, that's unbelievable. It's my first year. So I didn't really know yet the whole, I didn't really understand the world of the junkie yet. And don't you know? And again, the old guys I work with, I'm like, okay, well, we'll never see him again. And I'll never forget. There was one nice family that had a sausage shin. They were Greeks and it was a family business. And they were so kind that you almost couldn't abuse them. So even though the other vendors were scum and criminals, they kind of let them exist. And I'll never forget being like, Harry, the one guy, just saying, don't be sure about that. Because I'm like, we'll never see this guy again. He's like, I wouldn't be sure about that. And don't you know, the next day, eyes swollen shut, teeth missing, bruised everywhere, kick it, you want bang, kick it. Just, and that's when I learned, like, that just doesn't matter. They'll just keep coming. Like, you just have to get away from them, because they'll never, it's all about defeating that addiction no matter what. So, but hearing that song, it just brought me back to, one guy, of all the gyms, there was Drunk Jim, and Drunk Jim didn't, he wasn't a, so there were pipers who would smoke the crack pipe, spikers who would shoot heroin in their arms. And then Jim was just a drunk. But he was awesome. He was very sweet. And he got so drunk one night that he went to tie his shoe and fell over and broke his neck.
No.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
His neck?
I mean, like, yes. Like, this was like, that's what I'm saying. These, to all the people who died, I'm like, you know, and at that point, there was another kid that was actually a really nice kid. And my boss's father, who was probably, might be one of the worst humans I've ever met. Oh, screaming at the kid, get to work, man, you're late. The kid was rushing. He ended up going over a pothole, flew over the handlebars and broke his neck and like died in my friend's arms. My friend had him. And he said, Joe, and he looked and he cleared his mind for 2 seconds and he was gone. I mean, just like, you know.
Oh, the stories you have.
Yeah. To all the people who died. God. So why do I say this? I really don't know. I think it's just, I need to get my energy up, guys. So to get us going, and I don't know, you know, also I was brought a little bit back to the business because looking through my notes, I remember, I think it was at the Tony Robbins seminar where they had you fill in the sentence. And I think this might be kind of cool to share with you guys. My life is a blank. And so I was thinking of my, those back in the, you know, probably in college and stuff like that. It was just, my life was a party. My life was a joke, basically, because it was just about laughing and drinking and I took nothing serious. But when I entered into that Carney life, and it really kept on for decades after, my life is a battle. My life is a war. That's how I like filled it in at the Tony Robbins seminar.
That's heavy.
It is heavy. And today I say my life is an adventure. You know, I've amended it. Mm-hmm. You know, the mama bear's bed, if you will, between joke, party, and war. But I think that's something for all of us. Like, how would you guys, how would you fill it in, Kelsey? My life is a scam.
My life is a scam.
Popularity contest.
Honestly, I mean, I think because you just said this, but I kind of resonate with adventure.
Yeah.
Okay. But maybe
now that you know that.
I know, I need to keep thinking.
And you throw that out there. Yeah, but that's good. Mm-hmm. But I'm just saying, if you throw that out there, now that you know that, that will help you.
Because
I have somebody, someone, you know, and again, I coach a lot of celebrities and high profile people for free. But I always say I get paid in 10% good karma. And then I add that I'm paid very well, you know, because I think I got a pretty cool life. And I think information should be shared. And I think, you know, I think we are here to help each other. But I also think, why wouldn't you help if it's like, you know, Maria made a good point this week. So what, I think her acting coach said to her, hey, do you ever think there would be a role in one of those Christmas movies for me? And Maria was like, absolutely. I'll make like 3 calls and get you in these. I didn't know you wanted to do them. And he was just blown away. He's like, it took a lot for me to even ask. By the way, he's a very known character actor. He's like, it took a lot for me to ask. And then Maria, I think, said something which her and I always say. It's like, we just consistently see people who have the chances to help other people at really no cost to them and just don't. Now, I get it. Some people overwhelm too. I understand that. But in our business, there's just a lot of people who are have the means. And if you have the means, whether it's with the status or money, I just don't know why you wouldn't help. But anyway, I do a lot of work. And someone I was talking to this week was really hung up. Actually, a couple of people I was working with this week, and I'll get into the second person. But the one was a producer and was really getting into weird situations with some of the talent she's working with. But not unsafe. Just like weird experiences, you know, and not even so bizarre, but just like quirky. And I'm like, so what? You know, it like why isn't your life an adventure? Think about, and this person has had a really interesting, eclectic life. I mean, parents, you know, that, I mean, a dad who went to jail for a very long time. you know, saw, had the FBI raid the house, mobster. I mean, like a crazy life, and has always been really stressed about it. And she'd said to me, "You're right. It is an adventure. I am going to now do this quirky thing with these. Why not? Like, why not go on the ride and see it that way?" And I just think it's really important if you can fill in what it is, because words are powerful. You know, you're going to ease up on your life in a greater way. And, you know, speaking of words, you know, I had a cousin who I haven't talked to in a long time reach out and say, "Hey, are you on the East Coast?" And I said, "Yeah, right now I am for a little while longer." And, you know, he kind of just went off about his business and, you know, his life. And he just said, "You know, I totally suck at business, and I'm exhausted. I am, you know, I've had problems with stress and, you know, heart palpitations, and you know," and I love my son so much. I just want them to be proud of their dad, and just all this stuff. And I just, you know, going back to my life is an adventure, but the power of words. I can't stress enough how much mental violence that we do to ourselves will hurt us. And so I said to him, I go, "Well, let's, first of all, let's take, I suck at business. Like, you remember who you're talking to. I know you since you were a little kid. You had no father, a mother who was fruity at best. Let me just put it nicely, but certainly wasn't, you know, was messy, had a messy life. And the fact that you started your own business, whatever, 15 years ago, you have gotten this far with that and fed your family with this business. Your work as a craftsman is breathtaking. And you went and you selected an amazing wife." All of those things, I could see you not picking the right wife based on how you grew up. I could see you not being the best dad based on how you grew up. I mean, you've done everything right. And now to say you suck at, how do you suck at business where you've had a profitable business for 15 years? And I mean, you got to strike that, as Dave Koechner would say, that get it out of the courtroom, because you are going to make you, first of all, we know that negativity scientifically weighs on your brain and ends up doing so many bad things. But I'll talk about this on an upcoming Ask the Manager Monday, but self-fulfilling prophecies too. If you keep saying you suck at a business, then you're going to start behaving in a way that makes it so you suck at the business just by putting it out there. And I'm like, and also, it's not true. It's not true. It's a lie. Because for all the reasons I just told you, I'm like, okay. He's like, okay, well, you know, it's not, what did he say? He said, "Oh yeah, I know, but you know, the money thing, and I'm not good at expressing my value." Okay, I said, "So you amended to," which Ida Kendall gave me, "that's not my genius. You know, billing and all that, that's not my genius, and that's okay, but that's as far as you take it, you know." But you got to really be careful with words. And I think a lot of us, most of us, beat ourselves up with words. And I think, and when we do, most of us are lying to ourselves. Because by the way, the horrible human beings never say this to themselves, people.
Never.
It's never like, "God, I'm really cruel and narcissistic. I really am a terrible person." No, they're the ones who don't give an F. They can't take more from people. It's the good people that are reflecting back and putting themselves in check. And by the way, some of the bad ones I know, if they do that, it's for theatrics. "Oh, I'm so guilty. I know I'm terrible." Yeah, no, you are terrible and you should be guilty. Sorry.
Yeah. True, though.
Eat my toxic, what is it? What's Gabby Bernstein say?
Toxic, or no.
Judgment detox.
Judgment detox.
Yes, I shouldn't be judging. Judgment detox. You're always poking me. You don't know this story. So.
No, I love this, Kev, though. And I want to say, too, it's so funny. You're so spot on. We reran for a Throwback Thursday this week. We did your amazing interview with Adam Grant. Remember, he was all about rewiring your brain to think more positively and not go to that negative place.
Oh,
but I just love it. I think it's all in line. And I know the next couple of weeks we have some really good episodes coming out, too, about this. But I think most of us don't even realize that we are beating ourselves up, or like to the degree we do.
With lies.
Right. And it's just, ugh, it really does weigh you down, and it becomes your truth.
And it's an easy choice. Mm-hmm. You can choose another word. You can choose another phrase. God, even joking wise, like I don't know why I keep thinking this old culture, but this garbage. I always do it with Pooja because she's from New York. But this one guy, like literally everything was garbage. It was like back in the days where coaches, unless you scored like, I don't know, 30 points in basketball or blew a team out by 40, it was always terrible, terrible, terrible. Played like garbage, garbage, garbage. Until finally we won the whole thing. And by the end of it, it was like, all right, guys did all right. You did good. You won. I mean, like, that's how it was. But this guy, garbage, garbage, garbage. And I don't know. So it's one of those things now that I'm all the time, this garbage, this garbage. I've been to Emery. It's like, Kevin, even with my nephew was here, I was like, I'm Uncle Garbage. Uncle Garbage.
Kevin.
Like, and then Maria's like, yeah, right, well, I'm just having fun. But Maria goes, even that,
even
no.
Even that, I agree.
So anyway, so can't we've like, it. We moved on from that. Let's take a break. And I don't know what we'll talk about. Let's talk about... Let's talk about what we focus on. Yeah. Let's talk about what we focus on. Also, I'm probably going to need some kind of click update, you know, who just click. We're in the middle. You guys, we're hitting peak click activity. This is the summer.
So true.
Because not that I'm concerned, because the click will be taking us to Halloween. There's going to be lots wrapped around that. But it's LA September for the click. See, if the click were in Boston, we would have apple picking, and do you know what I mean? So there's going to be a dead spot, and then obviously there'll be the holidays. I'm very curious if there's going to be some kind of Yankee swap for the click.
What does that mean?
Okay, I don't even, guys. I think it's a gift giving where rather than everyone gives gifts to everybody.
Like a drunk elephant, exactly. Yeah.
What's a drunk elephant?
It's like that. It's like you give a gift and you can swap it, or it's like a joke gift and then you can like.
Right. It's like there's like you pick a number, yeah, and then like the first, if Got you it. Get one. Anyway, it's.
Anyway, listen, we're getting ahead of ourselves. I don't. Listen, I don't want to start micromanaging the click. That's rule number one. We will not enter into the click,
yeah,
because the one thing about the click is that they're cool. It's almost like Fight Club. First rule of Fight Club, there's no Fight Club. I think first rule of the click is there's no click.
There's no click. I think you're right.
You know what I mean? Because they're just all being and cool. Like, I'm already overthinking all of this, Kelsey, and I'm really going to screw us out of our position.
Less think, more do.
Less think, more do, Kev.
Less think, more do. Okay, you guys, we'll take a break. We'll be right back.
When you're on the go 24/7 like me, guys, finding ways to make life easier is so important for my health and sanity. And that's exactly what my friends at Macy's do for me. From working there as a teenager to now going to them for so many of my daily essentials, it's been my go-to for so many years. And having everything in one place is such a time saver for me. With being a first-time mom for a while now, as you know, I've had plenty of those, and being able to rely on them for all the things has been amazing. Plus, having everything in one place has made being a new mom just a little bit easier for me. So I know we're all focusing on our families, our health, hopefully, our jobs, and everything in between, but it's time to make your life a little easier. And to help you out, I've curated all of my essentials from Macy's for you and the whole fam. All the details are in the show notes below, or you can just click the link in the description to get your hands on them too. I have some new picks on there. This little bomber jacket, this little black dress. You're gonna love it.
It just never gets old. Please don't leave me this way, you guys. You know, next few weeks, kids. Don't you kids go home, right?
Yeah.
Right?
So excited.
So I don't know.
So I wish you could come hang out with at the lake cabin, everybody.
I'm expecting a FaceTime.
Oh, of course. When I get
Uncle
service.
Kevin's going to be... Right.
That's the best part about the lake. Right? Exactly.
Pooji, you going to back to New York?
To Jersey and New York.
You are? Oh, Jersey. Now, are there going to be members of the clique on the East Coast? Well, or just you and the family?
My New York clique is in New York.
Of course there's a New York clique. I hate my life, Kelsey.
Me too.
That's
right?
Me too. So,
I have no more. All my friends moved out of Seattle. I don't have any clique.
But I'm fresh out of college.
Yeah, that's true. I forget Pooja's 22.
I know. I'm old.
A little bit younger.
22 and winning. Any? Ooh. Well, next few weeks, though, we'll do our best to piece something together. You might be tortured with the Lonely Guy episode or two. You just feel free to skip over those. No, actually, click on them so we get the download. Then you don't have to listen.
Oh my!
People
know,
love
every,
them.
Yeah, every time you post, we post one. You have all the comments.
Agreed.
We'll be. I don't know if I'm allowed to say this. We're going to be down in Georgia, making a movie, and. Yeah, I will probably be a stylist, a acting coach,
director,
secret director. Yep, secret writer. Mm-hmm. Awesome. I thought Maria did that, not me. this is the life of a corporate wife. I'm a corporate wife. This is what we do. Anyway, you know, back in the day, kids, mm-hmm. I was very unaware. This was in my notes. I was very unaware, and I was busy chasing rainbows, which, by the way, seems like romantic and sexy, but not so much. I think if you're aware you're chasing rainbows, then you know what the odds are. But I think when you're chasing rainbows and you're not aware, that's the problem. But for me, and this is the big one, and I think a lot of us do this, I was very, very self-involved in what I didn't have and what the universe wasn't giving me. And again, we go back to the power of words. When we're in that place of I'm not, why am I not writing for friends? Why am I not blank, blank, blank? You know, why don't I have better timing, better luck? And I think the more I put that out there, the more I would get that back. Rather than just be present and excited about what I did have. You know, and I think now that I've changed over to that, it's just been much, much better.
And I think you probably had to, you know, white knuckle a lot more because you were putting that on yourself, right? You were bringing that in, so then yes. You were having to fight harder,
yeah. And will, yeah. And drive and will, and listen, there's definitely some good, a lot of good that came out of it, and I'm grateful for it. But I think the being more present and, you know, embracing more of what we do have, I think will yield you far, far more. Mm-hmm. You know, I said another friend today that I was it earlier today that, you know, well, last night, who I had was getting a tough call from a boss. And I said, you know, he might be firing you. And the person freaked out for a minute, then calmed down and started thinking, oh, well, I can do this. If that's the case, great. I can do X, I can do Z, you know. And sure enough, when the person called, it wasn't to fire. It was a little bit of a reprimand, but it wasn't firing. But the lesson for her was in surrendering. Mm-hmm. And she was like, hey, if I get fired, I get fired, and I'll do it. And then it ended up going so much better. But I just, again, I can't say enough about, yes, surrendering to so many things, outcomes, achievements, but also, you know, surrendering that notion of what I don't have I just wish I had this. I wish I had that. I wish, because I will tell you from my life experience, you'll continue to get that back.
I think that, you know, just we've talked about on an upcoming Ask the Manager, we talked about this too. That's where it's like you're living in the past and that's depression. You live in the future. That's anxiety. If you're always just thinking what you don't have, right? It's like you're not being grateful for what you have in the present, and that's not going to bring anything more. It's hard though. It's really hard. I think it's, you know, you have to have that awareness. But
well, this is another thing that, you know, is I agree with, and I think, I don't know if this was in Tony Robbins seminar I got this, or one of the people we've interviewed. And by the way, when Kelsey and I went on that binge of Maria's mother was passing on and poor Maria was 24/7 by her side, Kelsey and I just white knuckled and just did one show after another. So a lot of the stuff I don't remember, sadly, because it was just one show after another. But I do remember writing down about beliefs. That they do one or two things. You know, beliefs either make stuff happen or they prevent stuff from happening. Mm-hmm. So, but again, we have the choice over our beliefs. We have that choice.
Dr. Laura Berman talks about that in an upcoming rerun we're going to air soon. And she says, your beliefs create your thoughts and your thoughts have frequencies. So you kind of put, to get a little woo-woo, you put that out into the universe, and then the universe, as we know, gives you back the energy you give it. So when you have that, those negative frequencies, like that's, those are the experiences you're going to get back.
Well, I think, yeah, okay, it appears woo-woo. So let's just assume for a second it is woo-woo. That's garbage. Let's just assume for 1 second it is. But when you look up self-fulfilling prophecies, and I know we're going to talk with, this came in as a question I asked the manager, but you know, I had, I can't tell you how many people would, you know, put out self-fulfilling prophecies that they would make happen. So whether it's someone, you getting it, let's say, and this is an experience I've had a few times and I've seen with other good employees who come into a job, they'll have people who, you know, are already working there who will say to themselves, oh my God, you're going to make me look bad to the boss. You're going to take my job. You're going to get me fired. So what do? They do everything in their power to trip you up, block you, dim you, scam the bosses on how much work they're really doing when they're really not. They do all those things. And more often than not, if the good employee doesn't give up and stays the course, eventually all that stuff that that party was doing blows up in their face, where that it's revealed that, you know, they're trying to undermine and hurt the person. It's revealed that they're not working as hard. It's revealed all that stuff that they said was going to happen, they made happen with their behaviors. Had they just been like, looked at it differently and said, well, all I can do is control my end of things and put all that extra time and energy into themselves and their own job, they wouldn't have made that happen. So I could get into more specifics, I guess, but I will say I could show you the choices some of these people have made that ensured, you know, I think I got into this and asked the manager Monday, but when I was writing for MTV, the head writer just did not like me. He didn't like me personally. He didn't like my work. And I just kept trying harder and harder to please him. And I'm like, all right, I'll just work harder. I'll support him. I'll do. And I did all of those things. But he just kept doing, the harder I worked and the harder I tried, the more he behind the scenes kept trying to bury me and undermine me. And finally, I had bumped into one producer of the show that were our bosses and asked me, how come, you know, something the writers, we were given an assignment, which I did the assignment, but he did not pass the assignment on. He buried it. And so they said, how come you guys didn't do this assignment we asked. I said, I did. It was a bunch of short films. And we were supposed to write them, you know, for free, which I was just happy to, because I'm like, oh my goodness, filmmaking with Jenny McCarthy, Chris Hardwick, I'm all in. That's what I'm about. That's why I'm here. So I didn't write them one, being, you know, the person I am. I wrote, ended up writing like 15 of them. And when this producer found out, she said, wait, what? And we have a deadline, you know, and we have to go to MTV with these shorts and we don't have anything to bring them. And she said, you slide those under my door. And, you know, I can't, maybe they're not any good, but at least we'll read them. So they read them, and Chris Hardwick, everyone flips out, loves them, and they make them. But now they expose this guy for having buried my work. And so what ends up happening was he gets fired and I become head writer. And that was never my intention. All I wanted to do was support him and help him. Like, I was just so happy to be working at MTV and writing there. But the last thing on my mind was that. He made that happen, though. Self-fulfilling prophecy. Is that clear?
Yeah.
It's not just frequency. You will make those things happen. By saying these things, you'll make it happen. So, you know, if you say I suck at business, then chances are you're going to let a lot of things slide because why? You suck at business. Oh, I suck at business. Whereas, you know, that's not my genius. Get you more in the space of, okay, let me find someone whose genius it is and let's get that, you know. So it might be a weaker example, but yes, it's frequency, but it is also reality. You will start making choices to make that happen subconsciously. Mm-hmm. You know, or by the way, it's rather conscious too. It'll lead to that place. You'll get what you want. You know, another guy I did a movie with, from go, I'm going to get screwed out of this. I know I'm going to get kicked off this project. I just know how it always is. So completely paranoid, crazy, whatever. And so sure enough, what ended up happening? Fired from the project, name removed. You know, you made that happen. I've just seen it so many times. You know, this always happens to me, and, you know, over different things. And if you hear yourself saying that, back up, and I bet you anything, you have been part of a self-fulfilling prophecy. For people who say that, why does this always happen to me? Well, you know, you went into this situation, this relationship, whatever, thinking the worst was going to happen, and then your behavior would ensure it does. So I hope that makes sense.
It does. And I like what you're saying too, Kev, about the, it was another Dr. Laura thing. You're saying it's like, okay, just say that's not my genius. That's not saying, oh my God, I'm a mate, or like staying super positive about it, right? It's acknowledging that it's not your genius, right? But it is staying more positive. And Dr. Laura, in this episode Pooja and I are re-listening to, she talks about how it's like, just be at 51%. I don't need you to go to like 80 and be like, no, I'm amazing. Just be at 51%, meaning like it's skewed more positive, right?
Can I help you with this, guys? We've talked about this on other episodes. It's not about getting to positive. Okay, Pooja, because I know you're now overwhelmed and burnt out too, so you're not going to be able to maybe finish this. It's not about getting to positive. It's about getting to blank. RGF quiz.
Progress. Process. Growth. Pooch?
See, if we had a buzzer, we would go off now, but I don't want to be shameful. No, but it's okay. Listen, I know mine that you guys don't retain this stuff, because I don't either. And I do think it takes 7 to 10 times of hearing something until it finally goes, aha, or you hear it in the right time. No, it's less about getting to positive. It's about getting to accurate. So when my cousin's saying, I suck at business, that's not accurate. You started your own company. Your work is amazing. And you've gone 15 years making a profit. Maybe not the profit you want, or maybe it has compromised your health, but don't tell me you suck at business. Sorry, that is not accurate. The money end determining my worth is not my genius. Okay. That's accurate. Now let's get to work on that. So really, so much of it's get to accurate, because if you just go to positive, you don't want to be delusional either.
I love that.
You know, because then there are the kooks and the narcissists who are totally delusional too.
Right.
You know?
I like it. It's good. Anyway. It makes sense.
It's funny. I remember.
Now I won't forget it.
A friend of mine and his aunt, we were all super close, but my friend was a narcissist. Totally took advantage of everyone in his life, but got away with it because he was really funny and charming and everyone loved being around him. Mm. And I'll forget, I'll Scary. Take it back to my friend Randall, you know, my Maria and I's gay parents, you know. He kind of put the guy and the nephew in his place, and the aunt said, "Hey, don't be picking on my boy." And I'll never forget Randall's response. He said, "You know, Aunt Kelly, your boy could use some picking on."
That's right. Yeah, I remember that one.
And that was accurate because he, you know, what he meant was no, like he needs accuracy to say, no, you are inconsiderate. You do take advantage of people. You do. No. So it's getting to accuracy more than it is getting to positivity. And if you are doing those things, like, okay, great. So now what? We put our head in the noose? No. Guess what? We fix them. Mm-hmm. That's all. I'm going to do better at this. And by the way, even that, I'm going to do better at this. Like I say to Maria all the time, Maria, at this point of doing this show, if you can't, is it not accurate to say that people who listen to our show will get better? That is accurate. Now, does that mean their life changes 180 degrees? That means they become multimillionaires? They find the loves of no, but better. Just a little better, right? But it's still better.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, who cares? It's all about being popular. It's all about the likes. No, let's get serious now. It's enough true. Of this like nonsense, okay?
It's so good though.
Pooja, really let's get to what went on this weekend. This is the summer of the click, you guys. This is crazy times. But Kelsey, you're raising your hand. Another commercial?
Yes,
we'll leave
please.
Him on that.
Yes,
we'll leave please. Him on that. Okay, we'll leave him on that. So excited to hear about the click. Remember, first rule of the click is what, kids?
There is no click.
Okay, we will take a break. We'll be right back.
All right, friends, let's talk about something we all do. Snack. Trust me, I've definitely overindulged in the past, but as you know, I am focused on my health these days, and I think I found the healthier snack that you don't have to lose out on the flavor, and it's definitely become my go-to. It first came into the house because of Kevin. He was obsessed with Wonderful Pistachios, and then I got addicted, and now it's in my travel bag. I don't leave home without it. It's in our glove compartments because they don't melt. Right now, my favorite flavor is the sweet chili flavor. It feels like some of the naughtier kind of snacks I used to use, where I used to lick my fingers after. Now I lick them and I feel safer. Plus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. That's crazy, guys. So if you're looking for the perfect snack, trust me and head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com to snag a bag of Wonderful Pistachios. You're gonna love them. I remember my mom always struggling with her hair. It's frizzy, Maria, my mom would say in her Greek accent. Τι έχεις? What do you have? I tried so hard to find her products. I wish I could share these products I'm using now with her because I know she would be so happy to finally have good hair days. I've always believed that hair is a woman's best accessory. And with Way's new anti-frizz cream, you can ensure that your hair always looks its best without the frizz stealing the spotlight. It's a lightweight cream that not only provides immediate frizz control, but also helps prevent heat damage. And get this, it lasts up to 72 hours. That's 3 whole days of frizz-free, gorgeous hair. Way seriously has some of my favorite products for taming the frizz. Pro tip, one of my biggest discoveries is using the Way hair oil on the ends of my hair before I dry it. Let me tell you, it's a game changer. Once it's dry, my hair looks so smooth and polished, I don't even need to do anything else. It is incredible. I love it. Frizz-free, up your schedule with Way. Go to the Way, theouai.com, and enter the promo code HEALSQUAD for 15% off any product. That's the Way, theouai.com, promo code HEALSQUAD. Trust me, you won't regret it. Like a fool.
Where's my background dancers? Come on, Kelsey. It's so easy. Come on, in unison, kids. Yet, left, right, left. They do the karate chop, right? There you go. There you go, kids. You guys, it's our Friday, and it's Friday in the middle of summer. RGF Bonus, I think. I'm going to teach you guys the true meaning of the soup Nazi.
Oh,
like famous Seinfeld episode that everyone takes that the wrong way.
Oh, it's a great episode.
Uncle Kevin's going to show you the real meaning. But anyway, yeah. As I said earlier, who cares? This is the moment everyone's been waiting for. We need an update on the click. Let's go. Kelsey, you got super excited. So I'm hoping you have some news to share.
And
we have an update on your pool party.
That's right,
yeah,
pool party.
Exactly.
Yeah, right? So yeah. So let's, I don't know where we dig in. It's very exciting. Kelsey, would you like to start with your pool party?
Pool party was really fun, actually. Yeah. It was a little more tame than I thought it was going to be, which made it more fun because I like the tame. I like the tame fun. I'm not in a place for the crazy wild at this moment in my life. It's honestly more draining to me. So it was actually really, really fun. We had a great time. Mm-hmm. I just drank a lot of June Shine all day and thrived.
That sounds amazing.
That was honestly it. And I sent them pictures and no one responded to me. Actually, Pooja did, but no one responded in my group message to YouTube.
Oh.
So you're not getting pictures ever again.
No, wait.
Yeah,
what?
I also sent a video and I didn't get any response.
Guys, wait a second. Now, stop it. I'm out in the middle of nowhere land and I'm like, man, I'm like running the Starship Enterprise and I'm used to having 429 crewmen at my disposal and it's just me running the ship alone. Fine. And worse, it's me and a Maria. So that means I'm expected to do it just doesn't stop. You know?
Right. You can still
it
we'll
just
send pics.
Keeps coming.
So we'll just send photos. We know you saw them.
No,
yes.
I will respond. I'm sorry. I love the photos. No, I loved all of it. And I was hoping we would get the update today. I can't say I'm down for like the chill. I like, you know, I want shots. I want fist pumping.
I mean, that was still happening. I'm not going to lie to you. There was a lot of poles being ripped out of the Casamigos I brought her. So I was like, whoa, get it, everyone.
You had a crazy weekend than me.
Yeah. And it tasted, I was like, wow, I haven't had like a pull of tequila since I was maybe 25.
But okay, all right.
But it was great. It was good.
It looked fun.
It was fun.
Kelsey,
you know, she invited the click there. She was like, if you guys want to come through, you got
time. Kelsey, what are you doing? You invited the click to that thing?
They would have thrived.
I actually
believe so.
Oh, my God. You invited them to the Holiday Inn over 35,
are you
singles
giving,
night,
have you,
divorcees only?
You have not met Lauren. She is fun.
Listen to me. We are on thin ice with the click. I don't know. You're really not going to be happy till you blow this for us.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't want to be at the Holiday Inn with the over 40 divorcees.
Come on.
It looked very fun. There was a slide.
There was a slide and a diving board.
Whoa.
So then why? It was so fun, Pooja. Why didn't the click go?
Well, we had a whole beach day and a lot of.
Of course you did. Okay. Yes. Yeah, okay. Beach day. Let's go. Click. Click.
Well, some of them play volleyball like for like a fun league. And so we went to go watch and support. Although I didn't watch that much. I went to the side with my other friends in hand. And then we came back.
You have that option. No, because you have that option.
Right, because I'm not playing volleyball.
Because you're in.
Right. So then we watched. And then my friend, he was driving like a bunch of us. And I looked on his like screen on his car and it had Better Together as like one of his most listened to podcasts. And I was like, oh my God, like Luke, you listen to Better Together. He's like, well, I'm an RGF fan, like Wriggly Guy Friday. And I was like, oh my God, that's the one I'm on. He's like, I know, I'm a fan. And I was like, wow. So
huge.
That was
guys,
huge.
We have an in. Okay. Cautiously optimistic. We have an in.
Yes.
We have an in.
We have an in.
Okay. I'm thinking when I'm back there in August, Kels. Maybe we got to think of a fun summer bar because it's really hot there.
There's so many good ones down Santa Monica. It's colder down there.
It is because it's a little breezy from the ocean.
I have some ideas. Okay. Obviously, I'll have to run by you first because you're not going to approve and you're going to think they're for old people. But
yeah, no, I think we run them by Pooja because
good call.
Not going to sell to the click, I don't think.
No,
good call.
You guys are already in. I don't think you understand. We had a barbecue on Sunday night, and literally, I was like, "You guys, like, he like knows about you guys, my boss." And they're like, "Yeah, we know because we hear your show, and we love that they love us." And I was like, "Well, great. I'll let them know because then they'll know that they're in." So you're pretty popular among the click.
I think we have the. We could also have the click up to headquarters.
Oh, they would. Yeah, I mean, this place.
They would
is amazing.
Like headquarters, but I might be a little boring.
But I do have a funny story. So
please.
On Friday, we were all really tired. So like the girls went back to one of our friends' places and we're like, let's just do like a little girls' night in. Like that'd be fun. But then we're like, no, we want to like go out, but we don't want to go out. We just want to leave the apartment. So we're like, oh, a comedy show would be
interesting.
Like fun.
Okay.
And like whatever, you know, you can like get drinks there, but it's just like it's more fun and less of like rowdiness. And we're like, okay, that'd be fun. But everything was sold out because it was like 8, you know, all the good ones are kind of sold out by then. So we found one. My friend found one, and the comedians apparently had played at Laugh Factory and the Comedy Store. So we thought it was like legit. So we go and we're like, okay, this will be fun. It's just like less popular, whatever. We get there, and it is literally in the back of an Irish import store in a makeshift theater.
I love it.
Me, my three girlfriends, another couple, and another couple. Two of them were like not from the States. And I don't think really understood English. And then it was another one's birthday. So there was 6 of us in this, like, I think it was the size of this studio, not even. Like, it was a very makeshift theater.
Why didn't we film this? I love this.
I have videos. I have videos and photos. And my friends were kind of horrified, not because it was like it wasn't a big production. It's because they were just terrible jokes. And
yeah, that's what I love. Oh,
I'm all about
the shit show, you guys.
Kevin, I thought about you. I was like, you guys, this is so funny. Like Fipo. They're like, what are you saying? What is Fipo?
What is that?
And I was like, no, you guys. Like, and at first I was like, we're like, okay, like it's just smaller, but they're obviously going to be good if they've performed at these really big places. But they were just not good. They were not very nice. They kept making fun of everyone in the crowd.
I love it. No, and I would have been like, no,
like off-color jokes, and we're like, what did you just say? And they started getting mad at all of us for not laughing. They were like, wow, you guys are just delightful girls, aren't you? And we're like, excuse me?
Attacking.
Oh my God.
They started getting mad. They're like, wow, what a great crowd we have today. And they were not happy with us. But I thought of you the whole time because I was like, this is everything and more. And I had a great night.
And again, guys, no pun intended. When you're in those situations, what do I always say? Comedy must rule.
Yeah.
You're there. You're stuck.
Yeah.
So I can't tell you times with Maria, you know, she's, why are we here? You know, oh my God. And I am like, no, go the other way. Like, let's laugh way harder than we need to.
Let's ride this wave.
I would have the arms out and, you know, praising them. Like,
well, I kept playing with them because no one else was talking. So I was like, yeah, like this one woman's like, I didn't really have any girlfriends growing up. And then she just stopped and then didn't say anything. I was like, well, join our girl squad. You can come out next girls' night out. She's like, okay, like, where are we going? And I was like, you're 60. You're not actually coming. I didn't say that. But
wait, she was really 60?
Oh, they were all...
Oh, this is amazing.
They were all like 60. One of them was 69, she said.
Literally the damn. Best night. This sounds like the best night ever.
Why couldn't
I have been there?
I thought it was amazing. I thought it was amazing. But yeah, they weren't very nice to us. They didn't like us very much. I laughed. I was giving donuts, like laughs because I felt bad. Like, it's kind of awkward if no one's laughing. So I was like, okay, like, I'll laugh. And they're like, you don't have to give pity laughs. And I was like, yeah,
well,
what do you want me to do?
Power of words, self-fulfilling prophecy. Do you know what I mean? Like, then it's wow.
Yeah, but again, that was my weekend.
I don't think they got to accurate.
No,
the comedians. No, I don't think so.
No,
no, I don't think
so. Big yikes!
But yesterday, me and Kelsey went to a comedy show on a rooftop of a restaurant, and that
of course you did.
That was good.
Without the click, just you two.
Yep.
Was that I did get a was that the pic? No, I didn't get that picture. I got another picture of you.
That
too.
Was from our that was from our dinner last week.
Sapa.
From our Sapa. We went to a really cute place by my house that we both have seen before, and we were like, oh my gosh, let's go here. It was phenomenal. Mm-hmm. And then okay, you would actually love this. There's a bar like that I can walk to from my house called Q's Billiard Room, and it's like mm-hmm. literally just this like dive bar. They have trivia on Wednesdays. It's a riot. So Pooji and I went and people watched, and it was very entertaining.
So it's funny, karaoke nights really bring out an interesting crop.
Oh yeah,
but I bet you trivia nights do too.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. And competitive like it's I'm like, you guys, you know, everyone needs to calm down.
Yeah, it was a wide assortment of people. Yeah, like just so many different types of people. It was fun to see them like interact in the same space.
Yeah, yeah, it was entertaining. So when you're back, Q's Billiard Room and the comedy.
I like this. I'm in.
Yeah.
So yeah, for trivia night and comedy and more with the click. All right, you guys, let's take this thing home. And as we all go into our summer weekend, summer, it's still early, kids. We are still in July. Lots of summer to go, thank goodness. For the other people out there like me, we're just a few weeks away from Lowe's putting up Christmas trees, which is always, you know, very exciting as well.
Very exciting.
In the meantime, I don't know. The back, somewhere in the back of your head, even if you're not part of the clique like me and Kelsey, or you don't have a clique of your own, try to remember why we're really here. Just to help one another, learn from mistakes, and have some fun along the way.
Hell yeah!
I think of that, right? Who does the out? I see Winnie in there.
Yeah,
Winnie's you both in both.
When he's part of our clique. Okay, you ready, Pooji? Yeah. 3, 2, 1. Bye, Betches.
Nice. You guys stay tuned for RGF bonus, and we'll talk a little soup Nazi right when we get back.
As a first-time mom with a baby, I'm always on the go, whether it's running errands, getting my coffee, going to doctor's appointments, or just spending quality time with little Athena. And that's why I rely on Wonderful Pistachios to keep me fueled and ready for anything, no matter where I am. Kevin even keeps this bag stashed in the nursery. You know, for the nighttime hunger moments. Wonderful Pistachios comes in a variety of flavors and sizes, making them the perfect snack to have literally any time, whether I'm enjoying them during a quick break in between taping this show, or I'm on the go and it's in the diaper bag. I do carry it in my travel bag and they're in my car. At this point, when I'm leaving the house, I think keys, wallet, Wonderful Pistachios. Bonus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts with 6 grams of protein in every 1 ounce serving. So on top of all that, they keep me feeling satisfied. I'm energized while I'm juggling all this crazy stuff in life. Next time you're looking for a convenient and guilt-free snack, head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com and stock up on your favorite flavors today. Minus the sweet chili.
Little RGF bonus, people. So, you know, it's funny. You're familiar with the Soup Nazi episode on Seinfeld. Pooja, are you even familiar with it?
No.
Oh,
it's
my
okay.
gosh.
Right, no, that's good. It's better
it's
you're not
one.
So we can...
She would laugh, though.
We can educate you.
Okay.
So, it's based was based on a true character. There was someone in the Valley that they used to call the Sushi Nazi. And he was amazing at making sushi, but he made it his way or the highway. And he was cold and grumpy and angry. And if you didn't order the way he wanted or in a certain way, he would throw you out of the store and he wouldn't serve you. And so the writers, you know, would all go there and they were like, okay, since Seinfeld takes place in New York, they said, let's make it New York, which is more soups. So they created the Soup Nazi. So
and it was like a Jewish deli, right?
Yes. Well, no, yeah. It was just a soup. Like New York has a lot of those places that just mm-hmm. sell soup.
Just soup.
Interesting. In the winters, yeah, and they're jammed. Mm-hmm. And so the character of the Soup Nazi sells soup, and his soup is to die for. Everyone is obsessed with it. And when Jerry and George, you know, find out that, you know, you have to obey or behave in a certain way, or even before they find out, they don't behave accurately and they're thrown out. And you, no more soup for you, you know, and they're banned from getting any soup. But what everyone neglects to watch the character of Newman. So Newman was the upstairs neighbor postman that was a recurring character on Seinfeld. But if you see all the characters from Seinfeld order from the soup Nazi, they make one mistake after another. And one by one, they're told to leave and no more soup for you. And they're banned for life from soup. However, Newman walks up obediently. He has his head right down. He just nods and he shuffles perfectly down the line, gets his soup. He goes by the total soup Nazi protocol and does it so efficiently. And so I can't tell you how many times we in life meet soup Nazis. And my wife, God bless her and all of her honesty, decides to be honest with the soup Nazis. You guys know this about Maria, because she has that stupid little thing called integrity. And I'll be like, by the way, I might have a dog walking Nazi in my life. And it's the same thing. I'm like, Maria, don't make eye contact. Head down like Newman in the soup Nazi. Just, yes,
shuffle along.
Shuffle along. Obedient, polite. Head down with the proper degree of shame and fear. And then no one gets hurt. You just, but I can't tell you how many times I see people roll around with the soup Nazis of the world. Like, what are you doing? You're not going to get what you want. And a lot of times, even if you only do one transaction with them, like, just be Newman, get your transaction done, and then don't deal with them again. But then there's, especially God, hearing like I'm out in the middle of nowhere in Connecticut. So I, you know, people here are very nice, but a lot of those people, if they're soup Nazis, I have no choice. If I don't work with them, I literally have nobody.
Right.
Opening our pool and closing our pool is a nightmare. But I'm just all like, you know, Costco's really mad because they showed up on a day. They didn't tell us the day they were showing up, and then they showed up and things were locked in the basement and they couldn't do the pool, and they did, and Costco's ready to, I'm not paying them, and I'm going to, you know, Newman and the soup Nazi. Head down. Yes. Oh, our fault. We'll be ready next time. Because there's no one else here to do it. So
Yeah. That's
the life lesson.
I love that.
Yeah,
that
of the soup Nazi. If you want to go look at the episode on YouTube yourself, take a look at it. Look at very carefully the character of Newman and see how he behaves. And that is appropriate behavior for all the soup Nazis in your lives. See,
so
this is very important information
that.
for the six people who are still listening to RGF Bonus. Now you've got this to take you through your summer.
The other one I say too, Kev, which I don't know if you've seen Madagascar, the first one, when the penguins just go, smile and nod, boys, smile and nod. So that's always
smile
mine.
And nod.
I'm just like, smile and nod, boys, smile and nod.
Smile and nod. Mm-hmm. Smile and nod.
Smile and nod.
Anyway. Okay, kids. Well, that does it. Everyone have a wonderful weekend, a wonderful week. Monday, I think we'll be an Ask the Manager Monday. Just throw that out there, I believe.
Next,
Kelsey.
The one after.
One after we're doing. Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll be doing one after.
So buckle up.
Buckle up, buckaroos. And we'll be back. Someone will be back on Friday, I promise. But be well.
Be well.
And we out.
We out. Bye, everyone.
Bye.